Book of Gay Mess by Ellie Lan. 1. There was once a boy named Timmy. He also did what he was told, did not question it. But then one day he felt odd, like something was out of place. He went downstairs and found no one. It was entry. He went down the street and yelled for help. Nobody, no a single answer. He start to felt a tingling feeling and was losing limbs as the were seeming to turn into pixels. He closed his eyes and when they were opened everything was made out of blocks, one cubic meter. It was all very odd. I have hard to move. It was if he was in a video game. He was. He imagined that keyboard and mouse that moved him. He used keyboard commands and got to basic lived in a computer. He thought that he live in video game worlds. He found video games in the world that was like a computer. He launched to old favorite of his Minecraft. Launched up a world and started to play. It all felt real. It was so odd he started to play a little. Did the started stuff, punch a tree at the start, build a simple base. Then he closed the game. 2. Timmy was confused on why it felt so real. He tried to open up his web browser and felt a huge pain. He seemed to know much more than he ever did. He felt very intelligent. As if he had just processed the internet in one swipe thought. He was in shock. He got a hold of himself and was even more confused about what was happening. He imagined his mouse and keyboard again and tried to find the one thing he did not know. How to get out of this digital land. 3. With no idea what to do, he thought, well, this is the internet, I guess. If it really was a computer, he could do so much, he thought. He went on his favorite sites and decided to have some fun. He played some simple online games. He got bored and went to a much greater land. He went to social media. All of his friends were posting. He knew on one in this world, but everything outside of it was working just as normal. A friend of Timmy's named David massage him, what's up? He tried to think of replying and it worked. Timmy was asking his friend about his day as if it was normal. David asked, you were out today, why was that? Timmy was trying to think of what to say. With his newfound information, Timmy thought he knew every word, even slang in different language. Timmy said an honest answer, I don't know. 4. Timmy tried to explain to David, but all David was relaying with was dumb emoticons and saying stupid stuff like faking. David said after a long time that he had to eat dinner and would be back soon. Timmy was angry and was really not feeling well. So Timmy launched his Minecraft world back up and started to play for a while. After a good 30 minutes, Timmy felt like he no longer need to think of the mouse or keyboard and went freestyling for a bit. It was kind of fun for Timmy. 5. Timmy was interested and the game felt more and more real by the second. The graphics were getting better and better the more Timmy played was immersed. Then all of a sudden Timmy was hearing the unique sound of a web call Timmy answered without even feeling the mouse or keyboard moving. The call was from David. Timmy was talking to David via the call and then David said something interesting to Timmy. Your mic sounds like you in real life. You don't even sound sick. Why were you really not at school today? David asked Timmy. Timmy said in full detail what happened with the blocks and all. David was confused. He asked Timmy how he could help jokingly. Timmy asked David to hoop onto an online game of Minecraft. Timmy told him what server to go on and they found each other in the world. 6. Timmy did not take any damage in the game in his previous experiences with the game. Timmy asked David to punch him in game. The punch hurt Timmy not by much, but it was felt. Timmy told David in the web call that it did cause him pain. 7. David said he had to go to bed now because he was dried. Timmy relayed, saying it was close to dinner when you came back. David said, sorry dude, it's bedtime, night night. The call ended. Soon after. 8. Timmy went to bed in game, and when Timmy woke up he closed the game. Then Timmy did what every 13-year-old boy does when they have a day off and searched up some memes. Timmy felt like the seen them all, but some were funny to Timmy. Timmy searched for his account of his favorite video sharing site and logged onto his account. He looked through his old videos and found them good. He wanted to make new ones, so Timmy downloaded some software to make new ones in his digital world. 9. But then while the software was downloading, Timmy wondered why this world was. Maybe he was in a computer whole time. He went to a GPS website and found that the world he was living in was located somewhere where the location could not be found. Timmy was in shock. He did not even know where he was outside of a computer. What if this land was overworld out of Earth? Was Timmy dead? He wondered. All the thoughts going through his head. What is this Timmy was thing? Was he even Timmy? What if this is a computer? If a computer virus could kill him? What if this is all someone's messed up game? 10. Timmy got a notification. It was from someone he did know. It was a comment on one of his videos. It said, you're in a world where no one can hear you scream all alone, no one can save you, the only thing you can do to get out of this is to find, play every video game you can to find the dimensions of the world to escape the digital land. I will delete this comment at 10 a.m. the tomorrow. 11. What the heck Timmy was thinking, what game, what everything? Is the sick game this anonymous man's thing? I don't know, he said to himself. Timmy was thinking, well, let's play some games. I did Minecraft, but what else? Actually the game felt more real the more it went on, he remembered. Let's play some other games and get each one nailed to experience everything. 12. To pass some time, I will make videos about me playing these games. It will be able to talk to people from outside. I can also get a better feel of these game by making these videos too. Timmy thought. Okay, so Timmy said, I also have to get rid of this stupid narrator to make my videos better, so get lost, oldie. Please, please, this is my job. Sorry narrator, you're obsolete. 13. Well, now that I control the story, let's get on with it. Let's find a game to make a let's play on. Let's see here, how about Yes, I got it. Time to make a let's play about a cool train game I found. Hey, I like trains, this would be a good way to get simulators out of the picture. 14. Okay, welcome the A, let's play a game called, insert train game here. Okay, let's see here, let's play stuff. Blah 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 guys. So after some bad let's playing, Timmy. Hey, get lost narrator, nobody likes you. Sorry, sorry. This is the dawn ray to get roasted scrub. 10 minutes later. Okay, so goodbye everyone, one that was a good vid. Jess, that was weird, alright, good video, let's get to editing. 15. Up, I am getting a call from David the first said. Hey Dave, what's up? I am starting to edit a new video of mine, I said. Yo Timmy, so weird stuff happened, I got a call for some weird dude, you're in a computer located somewhere in New York, I am coming for you, Timmy, call ends. 16. So I started up an FPS to see how it would work out for me. I booted my recording software to make a video about it. I located the start button and loaded up a level. Then boom boom. I got shot in the game. I forgot about the pain poop, I said. I closed the game and soon as I could. Wow, that was crazy. I turned off the recording software. Wow, that was awkward. 17. I was so confused about why I was here, how this happened, my dream, my desire, everything. I was lost in an abyss of hard drive. I was then contemplating something new. What if I turned off this computer? Would I die? I did not know, and the Korusty go the best of me, and I turned off myself if it was myself. 18. I felt a sake and I felt off of disk inside a hard drive. I looked up and the spinning turned off, the computer was off. I saw I was still made of pixels. I was started a pixel fly. There was a hole and I jumped out. I saw all of the computer components I was stuck in, I was growing fast, turning back to a human. I popped open the case and there was a window. Light I have not seen in a while. I was getting bigger. I was a human again. Open the window and jumped out. Before I hit the bottom I woke up, it was all a dream the whole freaking time. I was done. The end.